lot of people out there might be using their air conditioning system during this time of the year. Some are really relying on it, but it is one of those mysterious systems in your home that you really have to maintain and keep going, and or it can really cause you some problems. Kevin down in Florida is with us right now to explain one of those problems that can happen from time to time. Kevin, welcome to the show.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate being on.
Hey, our pleasure. Tell us about this, because we get a lot of calls and a lot of people confused about, like, condensation lines, why they work, what they do, and that kind of thing. Tell us about your situation that you had here recently.
Yes, well, as a lot of my neighbors experience at times, we'll notice that our AC is not coming on, and then if you walk over, you'll notice that your thermostat is blank. And so to me, right away, that means that I didn't do my job and do any preventive maintenance like I should be, and that means my drain's clogged. And so I set out to unclog it like I normally do, and unfortunately, I could not do it. So I had to call a service tech out to unclog it, and he came out, did his thing, and got it up and running. One of the things I noticed was that he told me that when my thermostat went blank, it went back to reset and it wouldn't come on. So they had to do some things to fix that because I did not have a battery backup. But the other thing that I noticed just yesterday when I was doing my preventive maintenance was that he apparently had drilled a hole into the cap that covers the access port for the drain where I poured down the liquid. And I've never seen that before, and I was wondering if that's a normal thing for there to be a hole drilled in that.
That's interesting, Kevin. I don't know if it's a normal thing. And the only reason that I can think of that the technician might have done that was to prevent an air trap in the line.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because
okay.
if there's a vacuum, of course, it won't drain properly.
Right.
So I wouldn't cover it up without calling him first and just asking him, I noticed you drilled a hole in the cap. Like, why is that? And I suspect that's probably why he'll tell you. What he'll tell you is that he just was trying to prevent that air trap. Now, when you go to service this line, you do have access to it by removing this cap or by opening some kind of little door or something. What do you? You're not cutting into the line every time you need to access it, right?
Oh, absolutely not. They've put this this cap in, this PVC cap in there, so easy right. access. It's right inside the cabinet, which is located in my laundry room. I live in Florida, obviously. I'm on a slab, so there's no
right.
basement or anything. But yeah, it's an easy access into there.
Good.
And normally, and I'm little confused. Not say confused, but I've had conflicting information. I've heard people say to pour bleach down there, and I've heard other people say pour vinegar down there. So I've alternated between both of them, but I'm wondering if you guys could tell me what is your recommendation. What's the best thing to pour down there to keep that sludge from accumulating?
Yeah, we typically recommend bleach, and they do actually make a condensate tablet. I don't know what it does, but it's specifically made for that. You drop it down in there, and you pour in some water, I think. So, but we typically recommend bleach, and you just have to do it regularly. And the reason I asked about whether it's accessible or not is because I think it was in 2016 or 17, I think 17, there was a code that required access to be made into those systems, because you used to have to cut them and then glue them back together. So I'm glad you have access. And in fact, for anyone else who's listening, if you go to there's a website that I go to all the time to check on these products. It's called allaccessdevice.com. And it's just this really affordable little device you cut into your line, and has a little door, and some of them have a little float valve to prevent it from backing up. But anyway, if you don't have access, as Kevin here does, check out this website and see what products they have.
And I suspect, as Joe said, it's just preventing an air trap in there to make it easier to get into. And a cup of bleach about every 2 months is all you really need to do. But another little trick, and you might check out this really cool video on our website, todayshomeowner.com, and then put in the search engine there in our site, cleaning an AC condenser line. And it's actually where Joe puts a shop vac outside where it drips out into your yard or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and duct tapes it a little bit. You turn that shop back on for about 10 seconds, and anything in that line anywhere is coming out, and coming out quick. So that's a way that you can ensure there's nothing building up in there now, and that way, as you're adding the bleach to it, you can be sure that it'll take care of it.
Awesome. Now, when you do that with the vacuum, do you recommend taking that cap off of
yes.
the access tube?
Yeah, good yes. point. Good point.
You wouldn't
have to, but it just allows that full pull through of all of that, and that works really well. We've used it a lot of times, and it's amazing how quick. And that's what the AC guys do a lot of times.
That's great, guys. I appreciate the information. Thanks so much.
Okay, our
right,
pleasure.
Good luck,
you
Kevin.
Take care. Stay cool, Kevin. Thanks a lot. Yeah, that's one of those things, maintenance you have to do from time to time. But also that line that goes, and it's usually a 3/4-inch white PVC line going from wherever your air conditioning air handler unit is to the outside, whether you have it in the attic or a hallway or whatever, you need to make sure that thing is dripping all the time the AC is on. And also, you need to make sure that there's, insects can build a little nest in there, or the
spiders, particularly
spiders, without a doubt. Grass can grow up and start blocking it, and if that gets blocked, it's really going to be a big problem inside, because it'll back up. If you have a float switch, it'll make your air conditioning system not come on. So when that happens, that gets pretty serious.